Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Brazaria, I told her to spell that for me phonetically and she didn't. County, Texas, and Charlie Station, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is. Well, it's Friday, people. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up, and I'm frickin' ecstatic when I consider the possibilities. It's also the 17th day of August, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 73 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 84 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. Just smoking, just sick me. Waiting on the snow to put the fires out so we can freeze to death. What a world. Anyways, let's see what we're going to jump into. Pentagon announces military parade will be postponed until next year. And we'll get into that as soon as we return. Well, it just started with them today to find my girl who's gone away. She took the Greyhound in the general store. Such myself, I searched the town. When I finally did set down, I find myself no wiser than before. She said we couldn't.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Pentagon announces military parade will be postponed until next year. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Joe STP for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The Pentagon on Thursday evening announced that the military parade planned for November will be postponed until next year. The Department of Defense and White House have been planning a parade to honor America's military veterans and commemorate the centennial of World War I. Oh, you mean the world? That was the war to end all wars, right? We'd never have to have. We'd never do anything like that again, would we? Now we keep. We got a mighty. He wants what he saw in Russia. He wants a. You know, these huge missiles and stuff coming by, the power over the peasant, the peon, the coolie. We originally targeted November 10, 2018 for this event, but have now agreed to explore opportunities in 2019, said the Department of Defense spokesman, Army Colonel Rob Manning. The announcement comes after CNBC reported that the estimated cost of the parade were as high as $92 million. What, $92 million? Chump change. What are we even talking about? Millions? Not just $92 million? Oh, shit. Man, I mean, what a petty reason to not have your big parade. More than $80 million over the original cost estimate. Well, that's what you get when you get Jewish contractors. Other news outlets picked up the story, which continued to gain attention throughout the day. The American Legion's National Commander, Denise, of course our American Legion's National Commander would be Denise H. Rowan, issued a statement that said the parade money would be better spent on funding the Department of Veteran Affairs. The American Legion appreciates that our president wants to show in a dramatic fashion our nation's support for our military, this military empire that we have built based on slavery and going around conquest around the world for Zion. Yeah, we need something big, man. We really do need something big to tell the true story. Parade money would be better spent on the Department of Veterans Affairs. The American Legion appreciates that our president wants to show a dramatic fashion our nation's support for our troops. You know, we're not even supposed to have a standing army. This is what we talk about, you know, the original Bill of Rights attached to the original Constitution in the ninth article, you know, not allowing any changes into that Constitution to remove the Bill of Rights. We've gone back and forth about this 1,000 times. Now we're out there, we're talking about, you know, like Russia and the Koreas. I mean, these huge military parades, everybody coming by and goose stepping, man, because that's what this world's about, people. It's not about living, it's about dying. People don't want to live. I mean, what we want to do is we want to be put into groups, and we want to go out there and we want to kill each other off. And if some rich Jew can make a lot of money on it, well, all the better. Support our troops, however, until such time as we can celebrate victory in the war on terrorism and bring our military home. We think the parade money would be better spent fully funding the Department of Veterans Affairs and giving our troops and their families the best care possible, she said. Again,
they're going to repaint the Air Force One to make it look, you know, Trump's spending big bucks on repainting that whole damn fleet. Oh, and that blue and white colors was Jackie Onassis. And Trump's saying the hell with that. He wants to repaint all those airplanes.
I can see why. You mean those flying Taj, they call them the flying Taj Mahals. I mean, somebody else trying to get, go ahead. Anyways, on to the next little event here. Phoenix police officer in critical condition after being shot. This is from Arizona Central. A Phoenix police officer was in critical condition. See, this Phoenix police officer, this is not a constable, this is not a sheriff, and they couldn't be working for the common law court, so they have no authority over the people except for their corporate contracts through their trade unions, and their trade is killing and fleecing the people. A police officer, I love the way they put it, was in critical condition Thursday night after being shot during a traffic stop, official said. The suspect who fired also was shot when the officer returned gunfire, said Phoenix Police Sergeant Mercedes Fortune. The shooting took place about 8 p.m. at Cave Creek at Cactus Roads, Fortune said. The officer who has been with the department about 1.5 years. Oh, one of them, you know, they do that around here. I've noticed it all my life. All these young guys, they'll send them out and just, you know, to get their confidence up. Just send them out just to beat the hell on people, harass, you know, just shit all over the people. So, and then, you know, they try to trim them back to where, so you understand when you come up, you can kill them if you want to. If they beg and plead and they lick your feet and follow your orders directly, then... and that's up to you. It's still your call, but you got to be taught that there are no bounds that hold you. You're operating for a corporation without rules, without laws, which beyond fleece and kill. The officer who has been with the department about 1.5 years was in a marked police vehicle and was attempting to stop a vehicle near the intersection. Fortune said. Oh, a marked police vehicle. Police. We were never supposed to have no police. Nobody was ever supposed to be policing our lives but our own selves through our common law and through our common law courts and through our Bill of Rights. But the police, this union, this corporate police, call it what it is, corporation, corporate police, stopped the man... vehicle and was attempting to stop a vehicle near the intersection. Witnesses told police that when the vehicle stopped, a man inside fired shots at the officer, striking him striking him, Fortune said. And what I found about this article is what's not in it. I mean, you think they don't know all the facts within an hour of what the hell went down? Rather, I mean, how many run-ins had this guy been harassing somebody, you know, a year and a half on the forces, you know, every time you see him, pull him over and fuck with him, write him a ticket, maybe try to tase him, beat him around or something. I don't know. I wasn't there. But I sure as hell ain't in this news report. And the thing here is, this is the real news. This is the news you're going to get from now on, that now that the internet's been turned over to the Chinese for moderation. See, this is how they write a story. I mean, you don't find out. I want to know why. I want to know why the guy felt he had to shoot. What I won't see in this article is anything about drugs or some crime the guy had committed. Well, look and see. Okay. The officer was able to return fire and shoot the suspect, Fortune said. Fortune added, I mean. Both were taken to a hospital and both were in critical condition Thursday night, Fortune said. Fortune could not confirm how many times the officer was shot. No one other suspect was being sought. Okay, again, why was he pulling this guy? Why was he after this guy? Surely it was something pretty damn serious, man. It ended up in somebody being dead. Phoenix Police Chief, or about two guys about being dead anyway, Phoenix Police Chief Jerry Williams spoke to reporters about 10:45 p.m. outside Honor John C. Lincoln Medical Center at Dunlap Avenue and 3rd Street. In my opinion, I believe he was ambushed. That's how you get into an ambush, you see, as you go and you turn on lights and you force the car ahead of you. See, they had this all planned out. Force the car ahead of you over. I mean, how could it have been the guy even thought he was good? I mean, how could this be imagined to be an ambush unless they knew that that cop was absolutely going to go after that car? How many times, like I said, this a year and a half, I can see this cat, what's going on here. This guy, how many times has this guy already been stopped by this cop? Harassed. Hard to tell what all. Maybe they had the same girlfriend. You don't never goddamn know, do you? But it sure as hell ain't in this report from these journalists. They don't want you to know why anything happened. They're just here to slant it to, oh, man, God, they shot a police officer. My goodness, people. Good.
I get it. Probably drug-related. The cop was probably trying to rob this guy for some unknown reason. You know, stories like this, it's only, you know, you're right. You always hear the reason why. When you don't hear the reason why, it's because there's something illegal going on.
Well, it's hard to tell what it was. Like I said last week, we covered a story where the cop standing on the side of the street shot the guy right in the goddamn face. An unarmed man killed him right in the face because he liked the same girl that guy liked, and he was a cop, so he could just fucking kill him. It's more something like this. This is why this. Well, we'll go on here a little bit. No other suspect was being sought. Phoenix Police Chief, okay, Avenue Street, okay. In my opinion, I believe it was he was ambushed. Now, that'd be quite a tricky ambush. You'd have to know that when you went by there, that cop was going to be in that area, and that cop was absolutely going to pull that car over. If it wasn't ambushed, it was planned on both sides. I don't know, Williams said. She added that representatives of the Phoenix Law Enforcement Association were waiting with family members for updates on the officer's condition. Police officials said though the officer was in critical condition, he was stable. And I wouldn't want to be that other guy. Williams said the shooting was another example of an increased level of violence that Phoenix police officers have encountered, especially involving people with firearms. Well, that's because, you know, they passed them laws in Arizona. Everybody gets to carry a gun. And then when you send your new recruits out there to go out and start beating around on the people and showing them who the boss is, well, there's a new facet added to the game, isn't there? I want to know why. Who is it? Arizona Central here? Who are you? You're the journalists. You're the people who are going to be left on the web to tell the story or tell something here, because you're not telling nobody shit here. Yeah, I believe he's ambushed, Williams said. She added that representatives of the Phoenix Law Enforcement Association were waiting with the family Williams said the shooting was another example of an increased level of violence that police officers have encountered, especially involving people with firearms. Well, when you keep attacking people with firearms, sooner or later, it's just like down there in Mexico. Those people were completely, they've been completely disarmed. But finally, they had to scrounge the money together like on the old, you know, Magnificent Seven or the, you know, the Three Amigos with El Guapo. Yeah, they're just, you know, where they're down and just, you know, taking everything the people got, shooting around, beating around, raping their goddamn women. They finally had to get them some guns together and some shooting started. Because you got to stop it or else you're just cannon fodder. There was a 45% increase in the number of assaults on Phoenix police officers in the first 5 months of this year compared, well, that's because, you know, We've kicked up the police state, haven't we? I mean, our new Fuhrer, and our what the hell they call him over there in Russia, our new premier, our new what the hell, huh? Czar, that's it. Our new czar said, "Hey, man, we're getting out there. We're gonna start enforcing this goddamn illegal laws that we've written down on a piece of paper. And the people are, you know, it was good just to fine you for them, but we're gonna put you people. We're gonna show you people who the fucking boss is here." That's what he declared. And we talked about it before he was ever elected. When, you know, this is something Obama couldn't pull off, was a more of a police state, trying to pretend like it was this Black Lives Matter. You know, they're trying to play three or four fucking games here at once. But the bottom line is, yeah, when you send the Gestapo out and they start firing people up, people are going to start shooting back. What goddamn choice do you have? They are not officers of any lawful court. Go ahead.
A couple weeks ago, he had an article up about, this is in Phoenix, right?
Yeah, correct.
And wasn't there an article that the cops shooting people in Phoenix just went up a whole bunch of percent?
Well, yeah, there was someone I heard, I think, earlier today talking about there was one killed about a week or two ago. Another one, he was on the force like a whole 4 weeks or 24 weeks or something like that. Like I said, I've seen it here where I lived, when I've grown up. They bring in a whole batch, and they'll bring them into a tough area. And they'll just kind of, we want you to go out there. And this one of them stopped me one time. I'm going through town, right, and one of these new assholes fucking pulls me over, man. I go, what the hell? What did you pull me over for? He started. I said, I'm driving down this fucking street. I got the license around the rig, aren't they? The goddamn insurance. I mean, why did you stop me? Well, I'm new, he says, and I just wanted to meet you. I swear to God, that's what he said. I just wanted to meet you. I said, why don't you wait till I'm on the sidewalk and walk up and introduce yourself and shake your hand? You pulled my fucking car over. You detained me. You're using that fucking cop car over there. Is that for meeting people? Maybe for meeting girls. We don't know. I swear.
Yep, I agree. That's bullshit.
Oh, brother.
Anyway, they're getting what they deserve, and then I hear an echo, so I'll get off. That's going to happen more and more until it finally goes, and that's fine. I get ready for it.
Well, what else are you going to do? You're going to be a goddamn plebe, a slave, a coolie? You're either gonna crawl to their feet and let them. And by the way, it doesn't end there. Just by crawling down, bailing down, and licking their feet, it doesn't end there because you still got to crawl over to that goddamn ditch so they can put that 40 caliber hollow point through your head, because they're here to take everything you got.
I'm gonna do what I gotta do, and if it's in the way, I'm gonna move it. If I die in the process, that's the way it goes. You know, I wish I'd see the foresight of that. I would have did a better job.
Yeah, well, I hear you, brother. Are we all gonna die somehow? Tough.
The cops in Phoenix are on the take, Henry. They're doing gangland killings for the gang members. I guarantee you, 80% of these shootings in Phoenix are dirty cops.
Well, you know, when you had that guy down, it's been a couple of years now, reported. Remember they came in and they said it was the cartels that came in and shot this guy up or something, but he was running against the corrupt police down there. They'd broken up some like multi-million dollar drug deal or something. And yeah, it was police. They were in police uniforms, and then when everybody left everything, oh no, there was a van and it was cartel people did it. I'm beginning to think they might be one and the same. I don't want to have to say it, but I think they might be. That's why, I mean, look at down, like I said, on the other side of the border, what the poor Mexicans have had to do. They finally got the idea. They're just going to just kill us and beat us and why in the hell should we? What the fuck do we got to lose? Is what it comes down to. Of the 419 documented assault cases, suspects punched, charged, toward, shot, or spit on officers, there were 288 assaults on police police January through May of last year, data shows. There has also been a spike in assaults where the suspect was also armed. Well, yeah, if somebody's coming to kill you, you know that you can't even go across the goddamn town or just maybe go up in the goddamn woods. You can't go camping or anything. Some son of a bitch is going to be coming in. He's going to have a gun on. You better have a fucking gun on or because the son of a bitch can't be there because your common law's been removed. You're under a military occupation and you have somebody coming after you with a gun. I would suggest having a gun. But I mean, they'll come at you in hordes and stuff. They might get you, but goddamn, I want to get a couple of them. It's going to cost me my life. I don't get to live no more. Boom, 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 boom. And everybody can cry a whole bunch of fucking tears for the assholes on the other side that didn't get to live and talk about what a dirty son of a bitch I was for not allowing an outside force to come in and take my goddamn rights away from me. But that's just the lay. This is where we're at, people. This is how far we've let this shit go. Way too far. This is a serious issue. You by goddamn right it is. We're taking it seriously. I'm sure you are, Williams said, noting a $149,000 study has been initiated to examine the spike in Phoenix police-related shootings this year. Well, it's because the criminals are the government, because the outsiders, this foreign occupation that wants to turn our people into slaves, they have guns and they're out shooting people, and people have decided, well, might as well shoot back. You can't do, you know, I said it the other day, you know, about putting that pistol on and just going out there. You don't got to go looking for no fucking trouble. They're hunting you. They're hunting you right now, and you outnumber them 3,000 to 1, and they're fucking hunting you. Maybe, you know, at some point in the ballgame, this worm's going to turn. And then you'll see people flocking. They will, I hate the police. I've never seen them before as they're burning their uniform in the back fucking yard. Because we do outnumber them. We are the largest army on this planet. No matter how they come at us, they cannot defeat us. The big ones aren't going to get away this time. I mean, I hear the talk, you know, NATO exercises, they're planning to come to U.S. soil to shoot Americans. These foreigners are on U.S. soil, I have no doubt about it. But I guess it would all come down to a race to that $5.5 trillion nuclear arsenal that my grandfather and father paid for, wouldn't it? Because once we take control of that, all the shit stops immediately. It all stops you. You're here in my country. Where were you? Yugoslavia? You got 3 days to be back to Yugoslavia. There won't be a Yugoslavia when you go fucking home, buddy. Think about that con, man. During the Cold War, $5.5 trillion of them. That'd be like, probably like, I don't know, 20, I think more than that, but be like $100 trillion of today's dollars. We paid that so there'd be no more wars and there could be nobody. I mean, nobody can capture us. The idea that we can be captured. I mean, if you have the capability to destroy the planet, I don't think anybody can capture you militarily. And you know, that's the way it was like after Vietnam. Everybody's seen what a fucking lie that was. What a money, just a blood money war that was. And then the communists, hell, they're walking up and down your streets. It was all bullshit. It was all planned by the same cabal at the top. So you know, here we are. We got a 5.5 trillion. What did we get that son of a bitch for? So we could live in peace, we were told. And now who's in control of it? You know who's in control of your nuclear arsenal? Fucking Tel Aviv or Jerusalem. Whichever one that Trump's ass has his lips attached to his ass. That's who's in control of your nuclear arsenal. But you know, the thing is, they want everything. And if they could just kill the people, I mean, that's why I always expect a super virus or something, you know, to try, or the neutron bomb, you know, we destroy all the human life and still you get to keep all the goodies because that's really what it's all fucking about. But they love you. Don't get me wrong here. They love you. They love your children. They love children. They love children around the world, like the ones they blew up in Yemen the other day. They love those children. They love their people.
Go out and vote.
Pardon, sir?
Go out and vote.
Oh, yes, by all means. And, you know, you can vote with that 1.3 million more people than there is even live bodies in the goddamn United States when they tell you 65% of the eligible United States voters aren't even registered. And yeah, I think that I think we're in a bit of a spot here, people. A bit of a spot we better wake up to real freaking quick. Because this is all coming down. I mean, you can see this. I mean, just with the internet. It's because they've speeded things up. There was a book called Future Shock. A long time ago I read it. I can't even remember who wrote it. But it wasn't a very big book, and I read it. But it talked about, you know, how this shit builds. And it was like on the acceleration of the acceleration of the acceleration. So, what we've seen... And just like, say, the last 19 months, I mean, you expect that 20 years ago that to see that much activity occur, but it took years. But it's accelerating, just like what they've done to the internet. It's just, yep, we did it. Yeah, last week we turned it over to the Chinese, your internet. Oh, yeah, it's being run out of Tel Aviv. Oh, man, they're taking everything down except for the pedophilia. You want to see little children get screwed. You want to see some death flicks or what are they, snuff flicks of little children. Oh, that's there. That's all there. Any kind of goddamn truth about what's going on, that's gone. It's called breaking communications. When you're being invaded, that's what they do. The first thing they have to do, I mean, if like I've said it a few times in the last few days, what if I could just speak to everyone, just give me 4 hours to speak to every American national, and they have to listen and they have to pay attention and understand and, you know, try to understand what I'm saying. It would be over if the people could just say, that's what everybody understood. That's what they're doing. That's how this is being done. Fuck them. Let's go moose hunting. And there ain't enough of them to go around. I mean, it'd be like Mussolini and his old lady hanging in the square. But that is why it was so important to take. I mean, what we've seen, you think about it, just 2 years ago, they were talking about the net neutrality and all this stuff and you know, how they were going to, start censoring the internet. Oh, God almighty, Google. All these businesses are, you know, our good friends at Google and our good friends at the goddamn video one? YouTube. Yeah, we're good friends at YouTube, and we're protecting this. This is free, full of information. This will never be touched. We'll fight it with all our might and all our money. And who ended up fucking doing it to you, huh? Who ended up doing it to you? It's like I was talking to, excuse me, to Charlie about the Civil War yesterday. I thought about that a while after I went downstairs. And, when you think about it, you know, he said, you know, the Southern man, you asked him what he was fighting for. He's fighting for his rights, and by God, he was. And by God, they were coming for him. They were coming to get his rights. They were coming to enslave that man. There was no doubt about it. But then you go over to the North, what was he fighting for? Because they put this apparatus together, they're going to open up all these new territories, and he was going to be reduced to a slave. So in a sense, he was fighting for his rights. He was fighting for the very same rights, the right not to be enslaved. And these guys went out there, and tons of money were made, tons and tons of money were made, and they slaughtered one another in battlefields like it's never been seen. I don't know if there's ever been anything as big as Antietam or. What the hell was there in Pennsylvania?
Pickett's Charge.
I don't think there's ever been a killing like that since. But look, check it out, guys. In the end, when that war was done, when brother had shot brother, cousin shot and cousin, when they had killed each other, each one of them, to keep from being a slave, the 14th Amendment was written, and they were all made slaves, weren't they? Or am I missing something?
14-year-old kids, Henry, you know, held it. Half of them didn't even know what the hell they were fighting for.
Oh, yeah. People were a lot smarter back then. And like I said, they were both right. They were both right. I mean, what a fucking game to play. The Southern man, I guarantee you that the North, they were taking over. It was the internationalists, the Jews coming in, taking the country over, and just like going to come and tax you out of your property like they did. Only they did it through the war, you know. But you had this group of guys sit down. And they say, what do we want? We need that Bill of Rights removed. We can't take the property it belongs to him without that Bill of Rights removed. How do we remove it? Well, we got to make them both think they're fighting for it. And that's what they did. Because that northern man that was killing that southern man who was fighting for his rights was actually fighting to keep from becoming a slave himself. They sold him on the idea that if that new territories opened up, and when you think about it, it was a farce anyway. If you opened up those new territories, now the reason the industrial north, why weren't they running just on slavery already? Because it's too goddamn expensive. Because there's so many, there was so much competition for that labor, for that free labor. Well, it really wasn't free. You had to buy a human being. You had to own another human being, which is one. Man, I was thinking about that last night. I mean, to me, that's like pedophilia. As someone who would be.
And it only works in southern climates. I mean, it didn't work really, but yeah. You can't do it in the north because then you got to feed them all through the north.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly correct. So the idea of even opening up, new territories, I mean, you know what a slave was worth prior to that? You know what a slave would have been worth after that? The whole idea was there was going to be a labor shortage. And what we need is the whole fucking lot of them as slaves. How in the hell are we going to do this with that Bill of Rights standing there in the way? Well, we get each one of them to kill the other one thinking they're saving that Bill of Rights. Or am I missing something here? When the war was over, what happened? What was the end result? We were all made subjects of the government, weren't we? Isn't that what that 14th Amendment says? That 14th Amendment that could not be written, that was written in violation of the 9th Article, completely without authority? That's what they fucking did. Just another con, like this con man we're looking at right today. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Never seem to get me very far.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:39 Pacific Time. Doors Down with Duck and Run, which is the first few couple of years that was our opening tune here. Mark wanted to hear it today, so there you go, Mark. That being said, back to where we were talking. I mean, you think about what they did during that Civil War. They divided our people into two camps, both of them thinking they're saving themselves and the country from slavery, and they killed each other by the scores. And then in the end, they were made subjects under the 14th Amendment that could not be. Both of them. On both sides, I'm sure that they had that Bill of Rights. They were looking at it and going, they ain't taking this away from me. This guy, you ain't getting none. And they ain't taking away from me. They're trying to take my rights. They're trying to take my right to own land. They're going to come in and just these carpetbagging son of a bitch and international bastards and take everything. And they did it. They did it. The thing is, now we've reached an unmanageable point to where we're unmanageable again. And with the internet, people have discovered, you know, we're not just under some government thing. We're the fucking people in charge. We're the boss. We're the sovereigns of this country on a par with the King of England, Queen of England. This is why it has to happen. This is why the desperate push you're seeing right now to get the people into two camps, and we'll kill each other in the name of saving our country from communism. And at the top of it, you got the international communist Trump. No, that's the Christian Coalition, goddamn, what they call themselves, States' Rights Party. Kind of, it's almost the same little scam they're playing here, ain't it? The bottom line is, they can't get rid of us. They can't get rid of us. We're the biggest army to ever exist. The only way we can be destroyed is to destroy ourselves.
Yeah, you know, Trump has already, screwed the boots with the security clearance thing. He took that security clearance away from, I forgot who the hell, I think it was Brennan, I can't remember. But one of the, now the admirals are starting to say, fuck you, Trump. Uh-huh. I'll be more than happy to give you my goddamn security clearance because all you're doing is splitting us apart.
And that's exactly it.
There's this big flap now with the security clearance thing.
That's exactly what it is, brother. That is exactly what it is. Now, Katie made a comment. There was a little video on these psycho and these goofy children, Antifa. And they're talking, trying how they're mistreated and, it's capitalism. There never was supposed to be capitalism in this country. That was after the Civil War. We were supposed to have free enterprise with debt-free currency created by our own government, by our own banks. And our own money. America would always belong to Americans. And that's, what did they do after the Civil War was over? You know, that's why old Lincoln got the bullet in the back of the head because, an attack of conscience happens every once in a while, just like with JFK or what might have you. But he started printing Yankee greenbacks. A week later, he's dead. What did Kennedy do? Well, he started printing Yankee greenbacks. A week later, he was dead. It's like Baron Rothschild said in Pawns in the Game, I don't care who makes the laws. I don't care who's in the government. So long as I control the currency, I control the country. Because mammon is king. And our people have fallen for it hook, line, and sinker. Only if we're saved from this, and we end up back, with a free country finally, and we dust these son of a bitches off the face of the planet, it will be through the miracle of the internet. because we had enough time on the internet to connect with enough people till we can, now we can talk to one another. It ain't like, you know, I talk to somebody on a telephone, I'm talking to one dude, you know, and he might, and 3 months later, in 3 months time, he might talk to three other dudes. I mean, this shit has gone out. It's everywhere. It's been around the planet. Before they turned our internet over to the Chinese, who are experts, who understand that the people cannot have communications, or you can't rule them like that. They outnumber you. Doesn't that ever make you think, people, about this small number of people ruling this huge number of people and a huge number of armed people? How did they do that? How have they done it through millennia? It's all been through lies and deceit and control of the information, control of just what we're doing right here. I'm talking to you. You're listening to what I'm saying. You're talking to me. I'm listening to what you're saying. We're communicating. We see what the problem is. The problem is that Bill of Rights has been removed. It's always been at the heart of it. It's always been the target. I mean, they'll talk about everything else in the world, and it's always, you know, these Second Amendment case or this First Amendment freedom of speech case. It was never their domain. And that was the whole fucking point. Just think of the back of the Civil War, if the people just would have had what we had to be able just to talk to one another and say, well, they're saying, how about this? You know, if the problem here is slavery, well, you've got, I mean, the people who actually held other people in bondage were such a small number in the South, and people of all colors were held in bondage. And we went through this many times. What did we just say? Why don't we just enforce the Bill of Rights? I know. Then them black people, they're going to be coming. They're coming to come, and they're going to get guns, and they're going to kill you and everything. They didn't have the numbers. It didn't exist, and everybody knew it. What it would have done, if you just ended it and enforced the Bill of Rights, the people would have went on in peace. There would have been no war. There would have been no threat of slavery getting into the new territories. The people in the South should have said, you know what? My family was from the South. From the South as you get. I mean, Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Kentucky. My great-great-great-grandfather walked from Kentucky to what is now West Virginia to get his land. He claimed his land or what might have you. But the idea, just like I said, when I think about somebody, I try to get in the mind sometimes. I think about these, I see, this was one of the things that just turned my face from the TV, you know, this fag shit. And to be two men with beards kissing, I'm just, oh my God, I'm repulsed by it. You know, and I mean, I don't know why. I just, it's unnatural. And we're always talked about natural rights. But it is unnatural. That's why it repulses me like that. And I try to put my mind in a mindset to where I would think, if I own another human being, that is the sickest fucking thing that's ever been in this world. And this is what these fuckers want. They want to own every goddamn one. If they want a handful at the top to own as property right now, the way things stand in this admiralty with your Bill of Rights removed, they own you. They own you. They get off on owning human beings. See, they've got all the power they could ever imagine, all the goodies, all the material goodies you could ever ask for. I mean, if you want a harem of women, or you want, hell, your own island with a castle on it, we've gone right back to where we started. And then you've got everything. God damn it, I'm bored with it. I'm just bored with just having everything. Man, what is the ultimate thing to own? A human being.
But you know, Henry, it's incredible. These goddamn Democrats, they'll talk out both sides out of their face and say, well, you know, we're trying to uphold the Bill of Rights and the Constitution.
Shit.
And then you're listening to this bullshit, you're saying, what goddamn Constitution are you talking about, fool?
Well, the thing is, you're talking
about the one that was written on Mars? The one that was written in the United States, you know, they're crazy.
The thing is, when the Republic was dissolved after the so-called Civil War, And it was turned into a corporation, and that illegal 14th Amendment was written, that the Bill of Rights was still in effect. You couldn't argue if you'd bought two fellers, one from the South and one from the North. You brought them up and they had that Bill of Rights. Is this our rights? They would say, hell yes, that's our rights. And otherwise we're slaves. We understand what a slave is. It hasn't been that long since we were slaves over in Europe. Church state. It wasn't that long ago that we couldn't own property, that we were property. I mean, we were the first people to really break the bondage and become free people as individuals. Oh, God, and the thought of that to these sons of bitches, us being on an even par with them, what? No, they were born of nobility. They've told each other that generation after generation, even in the occult books. They tell you, they believe that you, like in reincarnation, like last time I was born a slave. You'll always be born a slave. And our people over here, you see, the people, the significant people, they will always be born into the same station. This is sick shit they believe. But it would take a sick mind like that, like I said, to want to own another human being. I mean, I've thought about it many times. You could look at like sexual freaks. I mean, would you like to own a little 14-year-old girl that you could molest and do anything you want to and nobody could do about it? Because that's the way it was back in the day. And, you know, the whole idea of this, you know, this voting thing, you know, this consent that keeps getting given. I'll tell you the consent you have. Now, you imagine this fella, he's living on the plantation, right? He was born there, because this went on for a long time. So this fella, he's born on the plantation, and then he meets another woman. She's a slave too, and they jump the broomstick. I think that's what the black folk used to do. Further back from before they, you know, adopted the Christian religion and what might have you, jump the broomstick. They were married. So these two people, they have them, you know, eight or ten children, because man, the more the merrier, because they're worth a lot of money. They were property worth a lot of money. They wanted a lot of them. Okay, so this, the massa, you know, he's not a bad guy, you know, we get enough to eat, and, you know, they don't beat us too much, and, you know, we have to work hard, but we're getting enough to eat. And then the massa, see, he's a significant person. He's international. This is where the North comes into this. I mean, where the North was just as dirty in the whole deal as the goddamn South as far as slavery was concerned. So this guy here, you know, he has his portfolio of the day, his holdings, let's say he had a ship full of gold that they were bringing around because, you know, back in the day there was no cross country trail to bring. They bring the gold around South America around the Horn, and so the ship sinks. Oh man, he just lost, back in them days, the equivalents of hundreds of thousands of dollars. Oh shit, everything's twisted around. He's got other business deals where he had planned to use this money over there or that money over there. So, goddamn, I'm going to have to sell off something here to get this, to get that, to get that, to get the other thing that I want here. I'm fucking buried in fucking treasure. I never hit a lick in my whole sorry ass life. I was born into it because I was one of the special people born into it. So then he comes down the hill, and here's the black fella with his, or it could be white people. They held white people in bondage. Black people held white people in bondage. I mean, people don't even know this shit. Anyways, so he comes down, and it was, well, I'm sorry to tell you there, old Jim, but I have to sell some of you off here. I'm going to have to, your daughter there, and a couple of your daughters, and your son, and your wife, I got to let them go. I've got somebody that'll buy them. I need the money over here for my business deals. And you got about as much fucking say in what's going on in this country as old Jim did. What was old Jim's choice? Old Jim, did he get to go vote on that? Or they just sell half his fucking family off and leave him in a living hell? And if you, you know, ever have him, you never, you did, yourself didn't belong to yourself is the point. This guy here for a business deal. I'm taking half of your family. These are the precursors of the guy people today, you know, who are sponsoring this invasion from the South into our country. And oh, you cannot separate the families from the kids. And we see what they do across this country, ripping families apart. The common law is gone. This is just wide open, just treachery, international corporate mafia treachery. And you see it happening. When they're telling you a lie, like we've talked about the, you know, the religious thing, man, all it took, a logical person just sitting there, and you've watched and you've seen what this guy's done through his career, getting up through the lodge to get up to the level to where he could become a congressman or a senator or what might have you. You know, you look and you say that that is a low life son of a bitch. And you had to be because it, the whole system was a low life son of a bitch system. But then he just comes up there and he goes, and he pray. He's going to pray with you. He pray with you on there. He says, and I pray we can change this country for the better. Pray that all we can do is because we're all good Christians. And that's all it took for the good Christian. But the other day, he's a good Christian. I mean, he's going to do everything he said, even though they know goddamn better. If you didn't know what Donald Trump was, I mean, it's like the little girl picking up the snake and getting bit. And the snake saying, well, you know, I was a fucking snake when you picked me up, you fool. They know. This guy filed bankruptcy 9 times for billions of dollars and came out of it with billions of dollars, an international real estate mogul. You think that was all on the up and up? Could you or I pull that off? Or do you have to be of a special creed in this country where we're all equal, where it belongs to all of us, where we're all the sovereign?
Are you talking about Trump?
Yep. And see,
yeah,
what,
he's a piece of, yeah, what, it's 13 bankruptcies.
I'm sorry, I got that number wrong. 13 bankruptcies. Yeah. Anyways, yeah, but then you look to the election just before that. They bring up Mitt Romney, who I can't think of what the name of his little operation was there. I mean, shipped the goddamn factories out of this country, made billions of dollars. We paid to have them dismantled and shipped to other countries for this bastard. And they bring up Mitt Romney, and I'm looking at this, and I go, they can't be serious. After the 2008 bankruptcy, I mean, you had about 100 million of our people completely fucking wiped out, their life's work. They worked all their lives for their houses. So they had everything taken from them. And you're putting the Bain Capital. You're putting the head, the CEO of Bain Capital up for president? Really? In this country where a vote counts? Really? I don't think so. And I mean, the whole idea.
Henry, all they do is run these people that are going to further their riches and everything. We're not even in the equation.
Of
I mean, you know that.
You
probably taught me that. But I mean, these people they put up there, they're not for you and me.
Oh, hell no. We're no more significant than the thousands of soldiers that died there at Pickett's Charge. I mean, it was just ching 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 as your bodies are dying, as human beings are being destroyed. I mean, this whole idea, you know, when they first sold the lie, and the Federalists sold the lie of this big apparatus we're going to need to make sure you guys always stay free. It all started out as a lie because there was already people held in bondage. And when that bill, the day that Bill of Rights was adopted, there couldn't be nobody held in bondage, could there? It would be impossible, wouldn't it? If that's for I guess you're not an American. Maybe when they wrote that Constitution off of their Masonic Constitution, when they said we the people, they didn't mean you and me. They meant we the, if they could write it today, rewrite it today, it would say we the stakeholders, the people of property who count. And then, you know, I've talked about the Articles of Confederation, you know, because everybody, there are a lot of people, states rats and going back to the Articles of Confederation. You know, there's Article 6 of the Articles of Confederation. If you were a pauper, if you didn't have property, you had no rights. Zero, zip, zilch, nada, no rights, no rights. Anybody could do anything, well, just like they can now, because you have no fucking rights. Anybody could abuse you, they could beat you, they could enslave you. It was only the property holders, and it's always been this small group, and this is around the world, because people do listen to this, to what we're saying here. I mean, the way, little we get out, I'm sure it snuck around a whole lot of places, because I've got correspondence from a whole lot of places. But this small little group of these nasty, if there is such a thing as evil, this is evil. This is what evil is. This small little group of people who think that by some divine right, in the days, you know, that's how they did the kings. You know, the kings, why you'd ask somebody, why is he the king? Well, that was God's will. God ordained him king. The church came here and tapped him on the head and put the crown on his head. He's the king. You're beneath him, man. You're not as good as dirt on his goddamn feet. You will go out and toil for him, and you will pile up the gold. But it was, and what a system! And it's ran the same way, because you know the king, he would go out and he'd take all the fiefdoms and stuff, and you know conscript all of the poor ass people who would do, maybe they get enough crop in so their families didn't starve while they were out conquering for the king. And this was evil, and they knew it. The kings knew it was evil. What they were doing, they were sending people to kill each other who didn't have nothing to do. It was for them. It was for the riches. But this is the great part. This is the wonderful part. The reason they were king was because the church decided who was king, because the church was in direct contact with God, like the priests of Sanhedrin. And so they were the ones that ordained the king. And they were the ones that control. I mean, they were direct contact. They could pray your ass out no matter what you did. How evil you were. And this is where the funny part, because the people would go out and they'd die in mass. The poor people who did all the work and fed, you know, did all the feeding, had lived like rats and like animals. They did all the killing. And because it was an evil thing that they did, then all the gold that was captured, the church would demand the gold from the king to go to the church for it to have like a room full of monks. Sit there all day and pray to shorten their time in purgatory. This is the truth. As insane as it sounds, and this, how far, I mean, we're the 21st century, and this is how far we've come. We finally get some kind of connection where we can, you know, dispel the nonsense and all the goofiness and just say, hey, we want to live a life too. I mean, you know what a miracle it is that you're even here? I mean, like millions of sperm eyes, and you were the one that penetrated that one egg, and, you know, and became a child and a man and then a woman. What a miracle. And you're here in the fucking middle of a vacuum in space. You go outside this bubble, we're in, you're dead in a second, man. What a miracle that you're even here. And it's yours. It's your experience to get to experience this miracle. And some son of a bitch out there, it feels like they should own that. They should have your will. What, man? I mean, what do you stand them up? You know, it's like the prince and the pauper. You stood them up side by side. I can't tell which one is which. What made that one the one that could own people and have people slave for them? Oh, the church ordained it. That's what God wanted. It has to be. I mean, I've heard it right here in this country. That we can't, like this government, like raising hell about the government. We have to just change the government and try to fix it and get good Christian people back in there. Because this is, what is happening to us right now? Like when those little kids got blew up in Yemen the other day? That was God's will. Had to be, or it wouldn't have happened. Don't you see? This is the game they have been playing for way too fucking long, people. We're at the top of the hour. We will be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, don't take any, and I mean any wooden nickels. And that is the Word from the Trenches.
Have a good weekend.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies! How in the hell did I do that?